The following recording by the LA Sound Posse is an excerpt from a talk given by Luis Rodriguez at the California State University at Channel Islands on November 29th of 2005. Luis responds to a questioner with a plea for the life of Stanley Tookie Williams.
Yeah. Something had to trigger your imagination, and apparently language does have an impact. And the fact that kids are stealing the books and that we're all here to listen to you tonight has been because of language. Yeah. And so first, I just wanted to say thank you for being an inspiration through language. And then the question would be is, how else can we reach out as individuals and have an impact on the mass scale?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. And again, language to me is important. We need to reinvigorate language again. We need to make it trustworthy and honest again. We need to start using language very consciously, very purposeful, and with a lot of poetry. Poetry is natural to us. We don't really have any poetry. Look at our leaders. None of those guys can speak with any, you know, I mean, their language is so bad. You know, like, come on, where are the great thinkers and speakers? And they should be the ones that we call leaders, not these bunch of fools sitting around there willing to go to war and, you know, dead or alive and all this nonsense that they put out there, you know. Language is very important. But I do think the other thing that's also important is, okay, we need to have a language, but we also got to think of causes. People don't have causes anymore. What happened to the great causes? The thing that saved me, besides words and mentoring, is that there was a movement. She talked about being a civil rights activist. In the 60s, there was a Chicano movement. There was a movement. People were in the streets. And I'm going to tell you, there was hardly any gang violence, and I'm sure she'll know because she was going through it, hardly any gang violence during the heyday of the Chicano movement. There was hardly anybody in gang violence. People were active. They were walking out of the schools. They were protesting the Vietnam War. They were trying to build better schools. Everything was going on. And you know what this country does? It went and destroyed all those movements. They got so scared, it went and destroyed the Black Panthers. Most of the Black Panther stuff is not terrorist that everybody thinks it is. Even today you hear these talks. Most of it was beautiful work, mentoring, teaching, having, you know, breakfast programs, helping young people. The Brown Berets did the same thing. I'm not trying to say they were all heroes and they were all great. Some people probably weren't that hot, but that's not the point. The point is that there was movement. There was change. The Young Lords, a Puerto Rican gang that started in Chicago, became a political party, the Young Lords Party. You heard about that? Well, they destroyed them. They started at the same time at the Latin Kings. You all heard about the Latin Kings? Big, huge super gang. They're all over Chicago, the Midwest, Texas, they're in New York City, all over the place. They started at the same time, but the Latin Kings made a decision. They would not be political, they would not be involved in social causes. And guess what? They're existing and they're bigger today than ever before. If you got politically involved, you were destroyed. If you just said, I'm just going to be a criminal organization, you were kept going. You understand what I'm talking about? I mean, the same thing with the Crips and Bloods. Some of that stuff was very political. But at a certain point, I know because I was in the jails and I saw it happen. Some of them decided it wasn't going to be political. It was going to be criminal and everything. And guess what? They became a big thing. And now we got Tookie Williams and they're going to kill the poor guy. Don't let them kill Tookie Williams. I know people are confused about the stories. They don't know that Tookie Williams is the founder of the Crips. Tookie Williams supposedly killed 4 people. And you know what? There's a lot of terrible things that have happened in this world. We don't even know his innocence or guilt because of the fact the trial was very confusing. But that even then, it doesn't matter. We should not have his blood on our hands. Anything that puts that kind of burden on us destroys our souls, I'm telling you. And we shouldn't have it. And let's say he was the worst guy in the world. And as much as I don't like Charles Manson, I was in a jail cell with Charles Manson, or next to him anyway. I don't even think they should ever kill Charles Manson. They should never even kill him. And maybe somebody can say he deserves it. But we should not have that blood in our hands. Tookie Williams should not be killed. And by the way, I wrote a letter to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's on my blog. I have a web blog, and I wrote a big thing on it. And the people are protesting, and people are going on there. And now Schwarzenegger has called for a clemency hearing, which to me is a very significant thing. I hope he has the heroic. He hasn't done too many good things, but I hope. I hope that he does one good, decent thing, and that stopped the killing of Tookie Williams. And again, I have to mention these things because, again, people get political, they change their lives, they go after them. There's a lot of people, really heavy-duty gangster people who have killed more people than Tookie Williams could ever do, who will never be in death row and will never be given that kind of problem because they need people like that. So anyway, I mean, I don't know if that helped, but we need causes, real causes.
You have been listening to an excerpt from a talk given by Luis Rodriguez at the California State University at Channel Islands on November 29th of 2005. Luis responded to a questioner with a plea for the life of Stanley Tookie Williams. This program was produced by the LA Sound Posse. The LA Sound Posse records speeches and events dealing with social justice issues. We anti-copyright these recordings and share them via the internet, via community radio, and CDs distributed through grassroots social justice groups, nonprofit organizations, committed individuals, and others. Our goal is to be a part of the creation of a broad-based, participatory, and democratic civic media in support of the creation of a truly democratic society. You can reach us on the web at www.lasoundposse.org. Contact us for copies of this program on CD. You can download it for free at radioforall.net. That's www.radio4all.net. If you value what you heard on this program, please feel free to copy and distribute it to others who you think would benefit from hearing it, and thus becoming yourself a part of a decentralized, democratic, civic media.